All righty. It is the 22nd day of July, 2026. This is a regular work session of the Board of Uinta County Commissioners being held in this large conference room in the commission office. We will start with our committee meeting agenda policy. Mike?
Commission meeting agenda policy, commissioners, has been brought before us the last two or three weeks. We've made lots of changes to it. We've made changes the attorney's office requested everybody. So at this point, I think it's ready to go unless somebody has more concerns or comments that we haven't made.
I noticed on the Google Doc that Ty had, because I had suggested reaching out to Wasatch County, I saw that she did reach out and she said they use Civic Plus. I don't know if that, Brian, were you talking about OnBase or Civic Plus when you had said that you knew a county?
I thought they were using OnBase at one point in time. I don't know if they're using something different now. We're purchasing Civic Plus, or we have purchased Civic Plus for our website, so we can definitely see if they have an agenda-type tool.
Because that's what she had said, that they utilize it at Wasatch County, so I think maybe we should probably look into that and look at the workflow so we can match up the language and the policy.
Okay.
So should we continue to look? I have no problem.
I think until we have a good workflow so we can have the policy language match up with it would probably be a good idea.
To just table this and keep working on some of them others.
Yeah.
I am fine with that, commissioners, if you are.
Yes.
Yes. Please keep it on the agenda, though, like next work session, maybe, if we're able to get answers, put it on again, make sure everything's good, and so we can finalize it.
Okay.
Alrighty. Now, proposed policy changes, policies 203, 4, 5, 240, 250 by Melissa.
Okay, here we go again.
Okay,
so we discussed these policies in the last work session, so on 7/15. There were several recommendations for revision, which I have done, and I re-emailed out to department heads in this group on 7/22. So everyone should have already had them in their email, but I will do a quick review. So for policy 203, which used to be 230 and 240, so we've combined those two together. So now it will be a separation from employment policy in lieu of two separate policies addressing voluntary resignation and reduction in workforce or risk. One of the recommendations from Nate in the last work session was that we relook at the language concerning ERISA and the framework surrounding ERISA or reduction in workforce. The legacy policy, which I had left untouched, laid out a point system mostly based on years of service. And then through that point system is how you would determine what employee would be affected if ERISA were to ever take place. So I did rework that language. I did check the statute. The statute says that we have to have language and a framework, but it doesn't dictate what that looks like. So the revised framework would be performance-based retention tiers, is what I'm proposing. And so there would be three tiers. This is laid out in the policy. The first group of employees, if there were to be a large RIF, would be like a Tier C employee. And the way these would be determined would be by past performance evaluations or annual reviews. Which I will take a moment to say that's why those are so important. Anyways, okay, the first tier to be affected would be employees with a history of needs improvement or unsatisfactory performance evaluation scores. The second group would be those employees with a history of proficient or satisfactory performance. And then the last group of employees that could be affected by a RIF would be those employees who have a history of outstanding or exceeds expectations on their performance reviews. For the a tiebreaker then would only be determined by years of service. The way it was previously stated would it be years of service first, and then performance would be a tiebreaker. So we've kind of flipped that. So that's the new revision to 203.
How does removing a job title fit into that?
Removing a job title.
Yeah, like instead of an official RIF, if you're in the process, but you determine during this, I can do without this title.
Yeah, if it was
get rid of a title, does it fit that criteria?
Yeah, so if you were to do a RIF that only affected one role, like a specific role, then that would be the employee that was filling that role would be the employee that was removed or was RIFed.
You have multiple people in an apartment, but mm-hmm. say, like, I have two, as Mike calls it, rank and file employees and a supervisor, but I feel like, okay, I could gather these. If I was doing a normal RIF off the criteria, mm-hmm. it looks like it's going to go off the lowest, but if you say, okay, I can keep the two rank and file employees, I don't need this supervisor, and I can put that supervisor load redistribute that supervisor role,
sure.
and then just do a eliminate a role of a supervisor.
Yeah, so if you were reorganizing a department because of the need of a RIF, my understanding would be if it's a specific role that only holds one person, then that would be the person that's filling that role that would be RIFed, and then you would have the authority or the option to just redistribute the work as appropriate.
Okay.
The RIF language would only come into effect is if you decided we have 20 truck drivers, for example, and we're only going to have 15. So then everybody who has the truck driver title would go into this mathematical equation to determine which ones you would keep.
That's an easy one, but when you get deep, it's...
I agree with you. Yes, and hopefully we never have to pull this policy out.
We're writing the language, so I want to know.
Yeah, agree. Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that is that one. Policy 204 was policy 340. This is volunteers and agents. The only change to this was it was pointed out that the Data Privacy, Government Data Privacy Act was removed. It was called something different. It's been updated with the correct language and the correct code and then put back into policy 204. That was the only change from last week.
Did you say 340? It used to be?
Used to be 340, correct. Policy 205 used to be 320 and 330. We talked about this one last week and no changes have been made since our discussion last week. Will become policy 205 in its position classification and review. Prior to that, there was two policies. This one, as a reminder, did have new language proposed concerning the classification of full-time and part-time employees. Legacy policy had two part-time employee classifications that were confusing. There was a part-time employee who worked 30 hours and got benefits, and a part-time employee who worked 20 hours and did not get benefits. The proposal is to just use the ACA guardrails, the Affordable Care Act guardrails, for the classification. So it would be anybody under 30 hours per week would not be a benefited employee. Any averaging more than 30 per week would be a benefited employee. And then obviously it would be budgetary restraints that would determine if an employee was working 20 hours or 29 hours, 31 to 40.
Which ones did you say that's replacing?
A part-time employee.
No, I mean.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, 320 and 330.
320.
You bet. And then, so that was it for the language. Oh, no, excuse me. And then I'll just repoint out. I also expanded the time available for a seasonal employee. Legacy policy says 90 days. The IRS has guidelines that allows for a seasonal employee to work up to 6 months. I think this classification will give some more freedom to department heads to hire actual seasonal employees for more than that 3 month cap. And then lastly, the recommendation is to remove policy 240 and 250 in full. 240 was reduction in force, which we put in with policy 203. And then policy 250, as it stands now, is a union-free environment, which is, in my opinion, a legal minefield that should be removed in full. And that is it.
When are you going to start working on policy?
I know. Been a blast, hasn't it?
Wow. Any questions, comments, or concerns on this? Heard of policies.
I would just say under number one, I would just, as far as structure of the document, just instead of having the bullet points, have them as letters that you do throughout the rest of the document.
Under number one.
Number one on 204. It says onboarding and approval, and then it has, you know, work descriptions and agreements, and they're just like little bullet points of just doing it with letters, so you have
got
the
it.
Rest of the document.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
move we adjourn.
Sean's buying lunch? Is that what?
I'd wait to see how long it's going to take, Richard.